It's now 8 minutes past eight, and John S. Doyle is here now with his second look at today's papers.
The headline writers are excelling themselves after Ireland's win against Portugal in the World Cup qualifier last night. Troy to the world, says the Irish Sun, celebrating Troy Parrott's two goals. Troy wonder, says the Irish Daily Mail. Sick as two parrots is how the Irish Daily Star describes the superstar Cristiano Ronaldo after he was given a red card. It was a victory for the ages, writes Malachy Clarkin in the Irish Times. It was the most remarkable night on home soil for Irish football in a decade, says Aidan Fitzmaurice in the Irish Independent. Off the field, there is less good news. The Irish Examiner reports in its lead story that inflation is at 2.9%, its highest rate in 18 months, and households are facing a bleak Christmas. The Mail's lead tells us that a Sinn Féin activist has been arrested in connection with a far-right extremist plot to attack a mosque. Brian Mahan writes that the party has said he was not a member and that two applications to join the organisation were rejected. However, he attended multiple Sinn Féin events, was pictured with the party leader Mary Lou MacDonald, and helped put up promotional posters for a Sinn Féin politician, Maria McCormack. He was also signed into Leinster House twice with his partner, Mahan reports. In The Independent, Fionnán Sheehan reports that the man in question attended a party rally 6 weeks ago that was addressed by the then presidential candidate, Catherine Connolly. The man's partner was expelled from Sinn Féin over the weekend after it emerged that their house was raided by Gardaí in relation to a cross-border terrorism investigation, the Mail says. The Independent reports in its lead story that the Department of Transport has admitted it does not know how many drivers are failing to pay motor tax. There is much detail in the papers about the government's housing plan unveiled yesterday. Ellen Coyne writes in The Times that senior government figures now believe that levels of child homelessness will be how the public judges its record on the housing crisis. It is understood, she says, that there is a view in government that it serves a greater good to lift children out of homelessness ahead of the single adults who make up the overwhelming majority of those on social housing lists. 10 years after the attacks in Paris by Islamic State gunmen and suicide bombers that killed 130 people in cafes, restaurants and the Bataclan concert hall, the ceremonies to mark the atrocity are widely reported. 20 years after former US Vice President Al Gore made what Caroline O'Doherty in The Times calls his terrifying climate apocalypse documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, Gore is back with a new message, don't panic. O'Doherty is reporting from COP30 in Belém in Brazil, and she quotes Gore as saying, "A friend of mine said there's an equation worth remembering. In 2015, 195 nations signed the Paris Agreement on cutting greenhouse gas emissions. Only one has withdrawn. 195 minus one does not equal zero. It's unfortunate, it's regrettable, but let's not overreact to it," said Gore. On the health pages of The Examiner, Sharon Ní Cruachaíoir reports that 43% of adults in Ireland aged 50 and over have high blood pressure. For those so affected, she offers some advice from a GP and clinical lecturer. The first of Dr. Sumi Dunn's suggestions is that you take a look at your saturated fat intake. This is the fat found in fatty cuts of meat, processed meats such as bacon and sausages, dairy products such as cheese and butter, as well as pastries and fried foods. She says it's best to eat these foods only occasionally. The doctor doesn't say anything about eating in restaurants, a topic much discussed recently on the letters page of The Times. Today in The Times, David Grant of Hollywood, County Down, writes to say that the correspondence about menu choices put him in mind of his good friend Jerry Stembridge's account of a visit to a Midlands restaurant. When asked if the soup of the day was homemade, the waitress replied quickly with an indignant, "Certainly not."
John S. Doyle, it's 12 minutes past eight. We'll talk about the match again next.